After considering and then ruling out a run for mayor of Pittsburgh 4 years ago, longtime city councilwoman Darlene Harris is now attempting to unseat Mayor Bill Peduto. Although Harris is on the May primary ballot, she has yet to create a mayoral campaign committee as required by city law. Darlene Harris spoke with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.
For not being incumbent and you sought the Democratic endorsement, you got about 40% of the votes of the committee members. Will it help in your run for the nomination?
Yes, it still will help. Actually, I wasn't even a candidate when I went for the endorsement. So if I would have been a candidate, I'm sure I would have done much better.
Now that you've filed your nominating petitions to get on the ballot, you are. Have you formed an official campaign committee, or are you going to challenge, are you challenging the city ordinance regarding having such a campaign committee?
Well, I'll leave that up to the candidates that are running against me and let them decide if they're going to go to court or not.
So at this point, you have not filed a campaign committee. Is that accurate?
I have the campaign committee that I've always had since I was on Pittsburgh School Board.
What do you think the key issues are in this race?
Well, actually, I think that you should be a full-time mayor, that you should be in the city taking care of business, not just traveling. And I really don't believe that the people have had a full-time mayor here.
So trips to whether they're D.C. for mayor's conference or out to San Francisco for some high-tech conference, you don't see those as benefiting the city, or have they?
Well, I've seen other mayors travel, and I know this mayor has condemned the past mayor for traveling, and he has probably traveled more than 4 or 5 times the amount as our mayor before, Luke Ravenstahl.
Whether the mayor is in the city or not, are there particular issues that you have found out in talking to people that you feel that they think are not being addressed or not being addressed to their satisfaction?
Yes. Public safety is probably one of the most important issues that people have not been happy about. Our crime in the city has been up. Also, services, garbage cans, potholes, getting streets repaved. So I don't believe that the residents of the city have received the services that they should have.
Let's go back to public safety. According to the FBI, crime in Pittsburgh, 2015, because we don't have the 2016 full statistics yet, overall, violent crime was down 7%. Property crime was up, I believe, 3%. And murders were down about 17%. So violent crime has been down. So is it as much as a perception as it is numbers? Somebody hears about something in their neighborhood and they don't feel safe, no matter what the numbers say.
Well, I don't know about the numbers, but I do know the facts of what's happening in the communities. And as you know, drugs are an epidemic out there. And with the morale of the police department being down as far as it has been, those are the issues that disrupt the neighborhoods, whether they're being burglarized or, and all of that deals with drugs.
In addition to you, and of course, Mr. Peduto, there is a third Democrat on the ballot, Reverend John Welsh. Does that help or hurt your chances?
Well, I was told that Reverend Welsh was put into this campaign by Mayor Peduto. And it's been a number of people from a number of different places, including reverends.
You know the odds. No incumbent mayor of Pittsburgh who has sought re-election has lost.
Exactly. And we'll just see, you know, where the people really are. If they want somebody, it's going to work hard and be out there for the people, not for themselves. They'll vote for me. If not, you know, they'll keep what they have, maybe worse, for the next 4 years.
Councilwoman, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
City Councilwoman and mayoral candidate Darlene Harris speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin. Our earlier conversation with Reverend John Welsh can be found at WESA.FM.